This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Russia said on Friday that its forces had taken control of six more settlements in the Donetsk region, while Ukraine reported on the same day that over 100 battles had taken place along the front lines and its forces had inflicted significant losses on Russian troops and equipment. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Russian Ministry of Defense reported that its forces had captured six settlements in Donetsk over the past week and launched 17 massive strikes on Ukrainian military targets, including missile systems and critical energy infrastructure. In addition, the Russian forces also struck a joint training center of the Ukrainian Army, where Ukrainian electronic warfare specialists and drone operators were reportedly being trained by foreign instructors. Meanwhile, the general staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported 102 engagements along the front lines by Friday afternoon. Ukrainian forces were actively disrupting Russian plans, inflicting heavy losses on Russian personnel and equipment. Fighting in some areas continued unabated, according to the report. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Saturday, three people were killed and three others wounded by Russian artillery shelling of the town of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine, Donetsk's regional governor said. Typhoon Yagi made landfall in northern Vietnam with wind speeds of up to 92 miles per hour, state media reported. Authorities have shuttered airports and evacuated the most vulnerable. The typhoon, described by Vietnamese meteorological authorities as, quote, one of the most powerful typhoons in the region over the past decade, unquote, made its way to the Southeast Asian country on Saturday afternoon after it left two people dead and nearly 100 injured, others injured in the Chinese province of Hainan. This is VOA News. The heads of the American and British foreign intelligence agencies say they are, quote-unquote, working ceaselessly for a ceasefire in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns and M16 Chief Richard Moore used a rare joint public statement to press for peace. Writing in the Financial Times, they said their agencies had, quote, exploited our intelligence channels to push hard for restraint and de-escalation, unquote. So far, there has been no agreement, though United States officials insist a deal is close. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, has said reports of a breakthrough are, quote-unquote, exactly inaccurate. The S&P 500 and the Dow had their biggest weekly drop since March 2023, with the Nasdaq registering its biggest weekly drop since January 2022. Reuters' Lisa Bernard has more.
U.S. stocks fell on Friday, weighed down by a jobs report that left traders uncertain about how far the Federal Reserve will go in cutting interest rates. The Dow dropped 1%, the S&P 500 shed about 1.75%, and the Nasdaq plunged more than 2.5% to register its biggest weekly percentage drop since January 2022. U.S. Labor Department data showed employers added 142,000 jobs in August, less than analysts' expectations. The report means the Federal Reserve will likely cut rates later this month.
Lisa Bernard for Reuters. A judge has postponed Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing until November 26th. 3 weeks after the presidential election. Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th, 7 weeks before the election. The delay means the election will be decided without voters knowing if the Republican nominee is going to jail. Defense lawyers push for the delay, arguing that punishing the former president in the thick of his campaign would amount to election interference. Judge Merchan says he issued the delay so it won't affect the election. He's also weighing a defense request to overturn the verdict on immunity grounds. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports one student is dead.
Authorities in Joppa, Maryland, about 20 miles northeast of Baltimore, say a fight in a bathroom led to the fatal shooting of a 15-year-old student at Joppa Town High. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Galler.
We are not still releasing the name of the suspect in this case. He is, as I said, a 16-year-old, also a student at the school. He has yet to be charged, but will be charged. And at the time, those charges are preferred as an adult.
The suspect fled the scene and was captured moments later nearby. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Chris.